If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Kelly Myers on a phone line. She's the Washington correspondent at News Nation. And here she'll have the very final numbers on all of the tariffs, down to the penny. She'll know exactly which nation and which percentage, won't you, Kelly?
You know, I'll try my best, but it seems to be, you never know. It keeps changing. Because even though they said the August 1st deadline, you know, hits today, plot twist, they actually don't take effect for the ones he named, at least. They don't take effect until August 7th. And then he also just said that, you know, there's room to negotiate still. Even though these deals, you know, he listed the tariff rate, they could still come back, and he would always be interested in a compelling offer.
It's interesting. I expected you were going to say as much. I don't think anybody can know exactly what, when, and where. And I would include the White House in their web page at the White House's or the administration's webpage, where they listed all of this, and then they described the authority that the president has to institute these tariffs. Some of the numbers there are different than the ones the president is tweeting out and are different than the ones that the media is putting out. Mexico is an example. 25, is it 25% on Mexico? Is it 50% on Brazil? It doesn't say that on the White House page, but it sounds like that's what they're doing. So that's a lot of me talking just to say it's confusing right now, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, like, for example, with Mexico, you know, he talked about it. There's the website, but then there's also exactly like what you said about what the president puts on True Social. So he talked with Mexico's president yesterday, and basically they are kind of holding steady at that 25% rate, because it's confusing too, because Mexico, Canada, and China, they're also subject to the fentanyl tariff, which is a bit separate than the reciprocal tariffs. So all of this really is talking about those April 2nd Liberation Day tariffs, the reciprocal tariffs on countries. That's what he's laying out. So that 25% is still for the fentanyl. And right now they have a 90-day pause on any kind of reciprocal. So they're kind of still talking and working it out. For Canada, he hit Canada, and that went into effect today with 35%. That's up from 25%. And Canada fired back today saying they're putting this on for the fentanyl coming in from Canada into the U.S., but we account for 1% of it, and we're still trying to, you know, stop this from coming in. So they're pushing back on it. And then China, their deadline is actually August 12th. The two countries' leaders or officials, the trade representative as well as the secretary, Scott Bessent, the treasury secretary, met in Stockholm, Sweden on Tuesday, and they're trying to work out some sort of maybe extension to what they've agreed to. It's only a framework. It's not a final deal. And even the deals that he is touting aren't really completely final until they're final. There's still some things that need to be worked out. So it is very confusing, and I hope we're able to make it a bit more clear for people listening in right now.
Yeah, well, you can only make it as clear as it is. And since it's not clear, they're either in negotiation or they're subject to the president's whims, then a report right now might be different than a report this afternoon. As an example, I believe we could point to Canada. Since they said they would recognize a Palestinian state, it sounds like the president didn't like that, and then he jacked up their tariff. I'm not sure that that was the reason why, but those things do line up that way. So is that true? Is that why Canada got hit a little harder?
Yeah, there was some question over that yesterday. He did clarify in his remarks yesterday afternoon that that didn't have an impact, though it was something that he didn't like, that Canada, the prime minister, was coming out saying that at the United Nations General Assembly, they will recognize Palestine as a state, which many other countries are now doing. I think we saw Macron in France, as well as Finland, I believe, announced yesterday. So many countries are doing that. He didn't like it, but he said that wasn't a deal breaker. So it seemed as though that wasn't the reason, but because it would be a different story if he was then retaliating against a country for their decision to, you know, support statehood for Palestine.
Kelly, what can you tell us about the pact with the European Union? They've agreed to buy several hundred billion dollars worth of energy from the United States, but the EU doesn't buy anything. It's a consortium of countries, and countries don't really buy energy, companies do. So if the EU said, okay, America, lower the tariffs and we'll promise to buy a lot of energy, over 3 or 10 years. Is that really going to happen? Was that a win? What can you tell us about that?
Well, I think, too, the important thing with this EU deal, and the president was touting this really just over the weekend when he was in Scotland, he was able to reach this deal on Sunday with the European Commission president. And he touted this as the biggest deal ever, that they were able to work this out, that they were able to get to that number with the EU. But it also is something that there's still some details that need to be worked out. So I think it's important for people to understand, too, that even though the administration may be touting these deals, it is important to pay attention to the fine line details, to each bullet point, because there are some things that need to be worked out still. And I think that is a big part of this. So kind of understanding what may be in it, but also knowing that it may not end up being that final deal at the end of the day. And you even heard pushback from other countries, and Viktor Orban in Hungary was just slamming the deal between the EU and the U.S. So it'll be interesting to see how it does play out and how it impacts, because there was the concern that it would hurt U.S. consumers at the end of the day. And that's something that his base would definitely push back on.
I'm wondering about carve-outs, too. For instance, where's the price of orange juice going to go up now? Because we get a lot of oranges from Brazil and orange juice, but I believe that orange juice is accepted from the Brazil 50% tariff. I'm wondering about cars from Mexico. Are they subject to 25%? Can you talk about that stuff in general?
Yeah, and I think the auto tariffs, I believe, when we were on a call with a senior administration official last night, they were saying the auto tariffs weren't kicking in yet. But I know that there is something within the EU and the Japanese deals that makes that auto tariff lower than it would be from Mexico. So it's almost like it could be dealing a blow to Detroit, because if they have a car part or something made in Mexico, that will be taxed higher than if it was something in Europe or Japan. So there are different levels to this, and that's really important to know. And the orange juice thing, I would have to check on. I have to go back and look at Brazil, because it is confusing, because there's 10% listed on the website. As you mentioned, if you go on, he does list the EOs that he signs, and this is an executive order that he had to sign last night before midnight, because otherwise they would snap back to the rates. It has 10% on there, but then there are some things. It depends on different ranges. It gets specific to different issues or different areas where there are carve-outs or where there aren't. So there is a devil in the details there.
When you're a hammer, everything's a nail. So everything mm-hmm. that Donald Trump doesn't like gets subject to a tariff. Bolsonaro is no longer the president of Brazil. And did he try and stage a coup? And was a judge complicit in prosecuting this former president? And Donald Trump likes the former president. So by golly, you guys are going to get a 50% tariff. Something mm-hmm. like that has happened, correct?
Yeah, you know, I think it seems as though the countries that came to him and he was able to get through and had a positive relationship with and was able to do these tailor personalized deals, which he was hoping to do, it definitely seems like the ones that he has a better or a pleasant relationship with, because he'll answer the phone. You know, I think he mentioned that Canada called yesterday, but he didn't answer, or at least not yet. We don't know if he talked with Carney yet. So if he maybe doesn't want to talk to them, he doesn't have to pick up and make the deal. So I think that is true to a point.
I know you're short of time. I'm out of time here, too. Let's talk again soon. But, Kelly, we appreciate your help on this very complicated subject today.
Of course. Anytime. Thanks for having me.